Thomas charging through the midfield. Thomas, it's up for grabs now. Thomas, right at the end.
Hello, you are listening to It's Up For Grabs Now, the Arsenal podcast. Alan Davis here. I've got Ian Stone with me.
Hello, Alan.
Oh, Ian.
So it's a slight pause there.
It just looked like you sounded like you were swallowing.
There was a moment.
Well, bearing in mind this is audio, I'd like to clear up a couple of things in people's filthy minds.
Before we start.
And Tayo is here as well.
Hello, Alan. How are
and,
you?
And a regular West Ham supporting technician. It was revealed before this show that when Diamante scored a direct free kick the other day against, was it Birmingham?
Yeah.
Birmingham. Him and his dad cried.
Cried.
Beautiful thing.
I cried. Yeah, there's some Italian thing going on.
How long since you scored a goal then?
Did you cry because he's Italian? Did you cry because he's Italian?
Yeah, because I'm half Italian.
Right. He's half Italian. The Italian scored a goal. They all went a bit. They went a bit to Canio.
They got a bit emotional.
They got a bit emotional.
Pushed over.
And we're
someone.
Having to talk about that goal because neither Arsenal nor West Ham had a game at the weekend. So we're having to fish into the distant past for memories of all things right. That made us cry. Although we did have a game earlier. We beat Liverpool at the Emirates.
It's a good night there.
You enjoyed that?
Tense though, wasn't it?
I thought it was an awful bloody
it's cold.
Game. I only got there at half time, didn't I? I missed the first half.
Yeah, and the first half was even worse.
The first half was old school Arsenal, I'm reliably told.
Apparently,
we always used to play like that.
So what are we doing? Passing it back to Lukic?
We passed it back, hoofed it out. Liverpool came with nothing.
Why don't they try and score Liverpool? What's
so
wrong with
negative.
Them?
So
do they know the basic principle of the game is to get the ball between the posts at the far end.
They're happy to get a 0-0. They came for a draw. That's what they came for, 0-0.
Trying to maybe get sort of a Bolton approach. We might get a set piece or we might get a breakaway. Everyone now thinks they're going to get a break.
They are slightly...
You're not Rooney and you're not Drogba.
No.
Didn't he? A breakaway with a...
Is that... How'd you say it?
No one even bothered. Gallas didn't have to go back for him.
He did. He made a brilliant tackle, Gallas.
That was awesome.
About players who are not Drogba. is one.
Yeah.
And sadly, Bentner is another one.
Who was...
It was a superb tackle from Billy Gallas. We got man of the match in a lot of the newspapers, Tyre. Over to our fifth correspondent.
Fourth estate correspondent.
Fifth columnist.
Fourth estate.
And he's a fourth estate merchant. Neil Warnock went off the rails.
Hilariously.
They gave a corner. It wasn't a corner and Villa scored from it.
Yeah, Palace played great though, didn't they?
So what, Neil? That's good enough for me. I'll take a corner like that. 400 years of oppression.
Do you remember 1690? No, not really. No.
So there was another trip to Villa Park.
I'm from Sheffield. It's different. He says I'm from Sheffield every time he talks to anyone, Warnock.
Did you see they did an interview with him and they showed before the match about him doing his hair?
Yes, they did. It was shampooing. They were giving him a shampoo.
Neil Warnock shampoos his hair before he goes
somebody
on the
else. Someone else. Somebody else.
Someone shampoos his hair.
Not every time. I think it was a special feature.
One of the Palace apprentices.
Wash the boots. And they used to wash the boots. Now they shampoo the hair.
Shampoo his hair.
They've got to do the first thing. They all line up. They lie down in those.
Right, he's my gum lads, right?
He's not from Yorkshire.
He's from Yorkshire. But I can't do a Yorkshire accent. Unless I think of the Hovis advert. It was a long way up that.
You did Gromit a couple of weeks back, didn't you?
Cracking cheese, Gromit. That's how they all talk. That's what they all sound like up there. We can say all this because we don't actually ever play in Yorkshire anymore because all of their teams got relegated. Every single last one of them. We used to have to go there all the bloody time.
We did. Well, not
him. Got me bastard twats!
Not Tyre. He never used to go there. It was away game.
Listen, I went to Leeds.
Bramall Lane, Hillsborough,
Ellen Road. I've been to Leeds.
You went to Leeds.
I went to Ellen Road, yeah.
No, now we've opened a can of worms.
I went to Leeds.
Leeds 99, yeah. Vivas didn't mark Hasselbank at the far
That was me,
post.
Actually. I was the one who started saying that.
Well,
he didn't mark him
on the back post, did he?
I can't be able to mention Leeds United without this happening.
Well, you can't, no.
Do you know Orient nearly beat them at the weekend?
Cabadiawara.
Is that right? They got a late... They got a
Orient
last
scored an own goal in the 95th minute, which is so Orient.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. Okay. No, apparently the FA are looking into Warnock's comments. I don't know what it means looking into. He said them on the telly. I think we know. He said that linesman. You know, it's not a lot of investigating needs to go on.
Have an investigation.
That's what they're doing.
Why don't you watch the tape on ITV?
We all heard it.
Basically, said the referee's
Yeah, he was having a go at the linesman as well. Should
it's
be
the same as not being able to control your players. They're looking into that as well.
But they were unlucky because they played
a corner. They
played
it
well.
Wasn't a corner.
It wasn't a corner.
It wasn't a corner. Should have won.
He's got yellow boots on.
It's another trip to Villa Park though. So
it is, and that. And
are you going up to Villa Park for the Palace game?
Palace replay.
No.
Yeah.
I'll call you from there.
Unless it's on telly. I'm hoping it's on telly because Palace need the money.
Here's some grounds in Yorkshire you haven't been to. Barnsley.
Have I been to Barnsley?
I went to Oakwell, and we had a League Cup tie, and they had no cover on the away end, and it rained unbelievably the whole game. People were saying things like, bring a sub on. It was really, really funny. Bring a sub on. Kick it up the shallow end. We won 3-0. Bergkamp was still brilliant.
Oh, that's the one we closed. I've seen that
on the edge of the box.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone else is wading around in the mud, and he's just sort of
gliding above
some sort of jet ski he had on the go, and he was fine.
One more thing about the Liverpool game, actually.
Yeah. Diaby's goal
massive,
with the corker.
That massive cheating knut. No place for them.
Stevie G.
Your face. I'm trying to get a picture and look around. You contorted.
He was pretty angry at the end, wasn't he?
He was. A heart attack.
I was. You can calm down now.
Cough, Gerard! You're a cheat! Cheat! On my own.
We were all standing there going, we won. That was good, wasn't it? He's next to us. Cheat!
A little bit. Everyone's shouting cheat for a bit.
He dives all the time.
Calm down, mate.
Dives all the time.
He does dive quite a lot, yeah.
A massive cheat. That's all they had. That's all they brought with them. All right, we'll keep it tight at the back, and then Stevie G, you dive on the edge of the box.
Cheat and get
preferably in the box, see if you can get something.
And it was great, the handball.
Cesc was livid about it. That's why Cesc did that, I think.
Well, he put a hand up and then sort of put it down to make it look like he'd hit it.
The hand of Jesus.
It was fantastic.
Put that up on purpose.
Yeah.
He was riled with them.
Was going in, wasn't it? It was going in as well.
Then he got booked because he wouldn't let. He kept kicking the ball away when they tried to take it.
He always does that. He always does that.
Sort of, we look at him going, we love all this cess, but it's not really captain material, is it? We need a senior figure to lead him away by the hand.
No, it isn't captain material. It's better than sitting in the centre circle and crying and to say, I'm not going to watch. I'm not getting off the pitch. It's more captain material than William, isn't it? So, you know. It's a step up, is what I'm saying.
Out of petulant towing of the ball away, jutting his chin out of the ref until the ref went, right, you're booked.
You ran off
and
like
then
a really
punching the
boy.
Free kick away when it came in.
Fantastic.
He still had the ump, that's why he did it, rather than head it.
Well, that was going in.
It was a little
you could
bit
see from
not
the
face.
Yeah, marvellous.
We say it's going in because Almunia was in goal. Therefore, once he's past the wall, there is no obstacle.
2 weeks ago, I would have defended him.
Yeah.
We had an Almunia lookalike, actually. Someone, Bruno from, you know, Sasha. You
were out drinking in Soho, or?
Bruno.
Old Compton Street. You down GAY.
Yeah, Almunia was there behind the bar and on the cloakroom. But no, it's Bruno from, I haven't seen the film, but that's Sacha Baron Cohen film.
Yeah,
Sacha
fantastic.
Baron Cohen looks like Manuel Almunia.
Yeah.
So we get him a mankini.
Keeps goal like
him. Might put the opposition centre forward.
Daryl
the
Booth.
Only way we can keep out of Drogba.
Daryl Booth, can you put, can we get
Booth,
Almunia?
Already on it, mate. You
Almunia in a mankini by the time this sentence is finished.
I have to say, he made a very good save, though, didn't he? He made a good save.
Did he make a good save?
No, not from Bubble. Wasn't it? A bubble.
That was similar to Seth's save. Was it going to hit him in the face? He decided to put his hand there.
He did what he had to do.
Every time.
When Drogba was going to hit him in the face, he got out of the way.
You always give people the benefit of the doubt, like Theo. You're unbelievable with Theo.
We had this discussion. I'll tell you what.
Every time Theo loses a ball, he goes, unlucky!
Unlucky, Theo.
Unlucky!
I just want to encourage him in some way.
Unlucky shit!
That's what he says. You always say that. And then when Theo.
If you say, if he loses it again and you say unlucky, I'm going to knock you out.
I'm going to say every time.
Unlucky.
You will give yourself a heart attack. I was just being encouraging, that's all, because you want to encourage Theo.
It's encouraging. He can't hear you. I'm the only one who can hear you. It's not encouraging. It's annoying. Unlucky, son. He's just dribbled it out.
I think this month has got to him, finally. He's
getting irascible at the games.
Yeah.
What is wrong with him?
His size 14 feet.
He's can't cross it either.
Too big feet of too big. The wrong way.
There was a little moment when
he
running.
He needs to run in the team or he ain't going to the World Cup.
Well, he's not going
he's
to
not
the World Cup
anyway,
at the moment, is he? I mean, Aaron Lennon's injured, though, isn't he? So
Aaron Lennon's injured. Well, Capello likes him.
He does, but he thinks he's
the
future.
He's a good sub. He's not going to start. He hasn't had 3 minutes put together, has he?
No.
He can't control the ball.
No.
He can't dribble. He can't shoot. He doesn't know where he is anymore. What are we going to do?
Well, he needs
more
games.
We're going to have to play him every game. You know, we have to win our 12 games to win the league.
and them
whilst
two
nursing
mess up.
Everyone through their own individual crises,
including you, by the sound of it.
I'm like, come on, bring back the old side. We've got 12, we'd win those.
Yeah.
Vieira and Bergkamp and all those.
This is when we used to go on a run, though, isn't it?
Go, right, 6 points behind, but look at that fixture list.
Do you remember when
we'll
had,
mash all those and win it?
We had 10 players who used to play 40 games plus a season in the league and all the cup games.
Ryan Talbot played 70.
69.
And he had flat feet. And from round shoulders.
Yes.
And no one in the team talked to him. I bet.
All the back four used to get injured, though, the famous back four. I mean, we've always had injuries, haven't we? Since last time turned up.
They played with injuries.
Played through.
Unless if something actually broken, they'd stay on, wouldn't they?
That's one. I tell you, I did. Talking to Dara came to the pub.
Yes.
Dara Mock the week. O'Brien came to the pub at the weekend. And he told a story. And I can't remember it. And I did actually try and tweet him, but I can't. I don't know how to spell his name.
You write it down.
It's B R I A I A I N.
That's not helping me.
I think there's three AIs in there. It's something like that.
You lost me in about the fourth I. So anyway, and he said that Arshavin got injured. I think it was when he was being stitched. Did you hear him say that?
Yeah, it was.
Arshavin got injured when he was being stitched.
He was being stitched after he had a clash of heads with Gallas. Yeah. And apparently, he said to the boat, "I heal like dog."
His boot was full of blood. He said his boot was full of blood.
His boot was full of blood. It wasn't that. It wasn't the head injury. He had a gash on his foot. And
Blackburn.
They said, "You're all right." It was against Blackburn. They said, "I want to go back on." And they looked at his boot, and his boot was full of blood.
All right.
And they said to him, "You can't go back on. Your boot's full of blood." And he goes, "I heal like dog." Which means you have to put a massive plastic thing around his neck.
And he can't hit the ball.
And then you have to bandage his foot and put an old sock over it.
Is he out for the weekend?
Like dog. Yeah, he's not eating like a Wednesday. Dog for Wednesday. He's out. He's not playing in the Champions League. He doesn't want to go to Porto.
Have we won? You went to Porto a couple
like
of years ago,
old
didn't you?
Gentleman. No, I've never been to Porto. I've never been to the Estadio de Bagao.
Yeah, well, tough game that.
Do we ever win?
We'll
get battered,
but we'll win it on the return leg. No, we haven't scored a goal.
We lost there last time, but we had our second team out, didn't we?
Which is like now.
Now, it's essentially the team we got now, yeah.
If we get a draw, we'll do well to get a draw.
Dara liked that song, didn't he? With the buoy song. We like a buoy, buoy. We like a buoy, buoy. We like a buoy.
How many songs we've got are a buoy song?
Yeah, well, it's a great. It does
people
lend itself.
People have been emailing in songs, right? And they're all rubbish, by the way. Isn't this one? Nothing compares to Juru.
That's so bad, it's actually
that
quite good.
That's rubbish. Disgrace.
Yeah.
I'd rather. I like a buoy, buoy. You know, fantastic. My favourite one was boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say Keon, Keon.
You did like that one,
boom,
did like
boom,
that
boom. Let me hear you say Keon, Keon. That was my favourite.
Didn't we try the Flamini one?
He's had an heart attack. That was my other favourite.
Who was
about
that?
About
Carnou.
He's Carnou.
No.
He's Carnou. He's big. He's black. He's had an heart attack. He's Carnou. That was the best one. Much
what
better than
section
this.
Of the ground was singing
example,
that?
For example, the away end tile, which obviously you've never been in. You're Silvestro the best. All the rest.
No, no,
that's
no.
Terrible.
No,
what
no,
about this disgusting. One? Eduardo da Silva lining. Terrible.
Do you know what? I quite like that one. I think that's all right, to be honest with you.
Oh, dear.
Well, there's a Flamini one for a while, wasn't there? Do you remember Sweeney?
Vela.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Who sent that in?
To the
shame
tune
him,
of
shame
Umbrella,
him.
But these are all sent in by Tom Meek.
God, he spent a lot of time doing this.
His email address is meek_tom.
All right.
@hotmail.com. So fire them off.
Framarida
of the gang, I am. That's one of his.
Oh, I thought that was. I thought that sounded like Framarida.
What's that?
That's La Cucaracha, isn't it?
La Cucaracha. La Cucaracha.
Get the Sweeney one in.
It's not Flamini.
Flamini.
Can I just add one, which wasn't our team, I read the other day, was Habib Bey playing for Newcastle was Sunday, Monday, Habib Bey.
Wow!
How brilliant is that?
Howie! Sunday, Monday, Habib Bey. Howie! Soft southern bastard. Anyway, they're all very good. We've enjoyed them all. Send some more in. Heel luck dog. What was I going to say? I was speaking of things in grounds, right? They had a thing on Radio 5 Live the other day about music in grounds. Is it all right to play music after a goal scored?
No.
And they tried to have it, quite right, as a kind of reasoned debate, as if there was any possibility that playing pig bag after a goal is scored is a good thing to do. I thought they were going to, at that point, try and eliminate it from all football. Certainly can't have it in the Prem. Ba, 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 ba. Yeah. You go to Middlesbrough, thank God they've been relegated in that
That's
respect.
What happens
you
up there.
Can't, they play it when the teams come out, they play it when there's a goal, they play it when there's a substitute, they play it when there's a fight in a stand. They play it all the time. I can't stand it. I can't stand get on up like a sex machine at the Reebok. That's I can't cool. stand. Stop, it's something out of rugby league or something.
I feel good.
Do
yeah,
not. I feel good.
No, we didn't have that. I think it was Wigan or someone.
If we ever do that, there will be a riot at the Emirates. There will be prawn sandwiches left uneaten.
At Palace, the crowd sing Glad All Over.
Glad All Over. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, all right, yes. They can sing that because they've got nothing else to sing about, have they? Oh, they're going out of business. But surely,
money.
Disgrace.
Yeah. We used to have a marching band. Remember the marching band?
Yeah,
they used to throw. You don't remember this. They used to throw the baton up in front of the North Bank. We'd all go, yeah. And they'd catch it.
And you do remember that. That happened in your lifetime.
Yeah.
It did knock his hat off once.
He dropped it once. Yeah, he dropped
which
it once.
That was kind of when it started. Everyone started going, ooh, every time he threw this sticker.
Did you have a rattle?
Meanwhile, the away end, we're going, Arsenal disco.
Did you
Arsenal
have a rattle?
I had a massive rattle. I had an enormous wooden rattle that I couldn't use in the house because my mother wouldn't let me because it was
right.
too
loud. Yeah, I should mention at this point that it's Ian's birthday on Wednesday and he was hoping to claim some sort of showbiz age.
Stop it.
But you've just announced you had a wooden rattle.
I had a wooden rattle. That's right. Used to go with a wooden ball.
So I don't know exactly what age you want me to announce you're going to be on Wednesday.
82.
He's 82 on Wednesday, Ian Stone.
All my own teeth.
He's going to come over at the mine and watch Porto batter Arsenal. We might get a draw.
Well, are you up for the Champions League?
We're 9-1. There's a Paddy Power promotion, by the way. You can get it at www.paddypower.com/upforgrabs. Bet £10 and get a £20 free bet. Here's some of the odds. Arsenal are 5-2 on to make it to the quarterfinals.
5-2 on? Wow. Porto are decent size.
They're
not
over there.
Yeah, of course they're
not.
We'll beat them at home.
We're 9-1 to win it outright.
Who's the favourites?
I'll have you go have a guess.
Chelsea. What, even without Cashley?
No. Madrid.
No.
Barcelona.
They got Messi.
Yeah, I know they got Messi, but Chelsea. But Cashley's out.
Chelsea and Real Madrid. Oh, what a shame.
Naked photos of yourself.
Yeah, by the way, too, I want that phone back.
No, I'll lend it to another guy.
Don't want you sending any photos of no one. That was unbelievable. The PR machine at Chelsea. Beautiful.
What a bunch of scumbags
well,
they are.
Well, they're busy, aren't they? They're busy.
What should I say? Say you lent it to a mate. And he gave it to someone, and he sent the pictures of you,
yeah, but you keep
that you took yourself in the nude to a Page Three girl.
Who keeps pictures of themselves nude on
Everyone
their own phone?
They all go, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
All right. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Cheryl will fall for that. Cheryl's mum apparently hasn't fallen for that.
Strangely. Yeah, he didn't go to the Brits, did he? Or he's not going
no,
to
he's not allowed to go to the Brits.
No, okay.
He hurt his ankle. I hope it hurt a lot.
I want him fit
How
for
How can
I want
he think anyone's going to fall for that?
Well... You know, what else is he going to say?
Taking photos of himself. They said he was just larking about in his bedroom. Who takes photos of their cock when they're larking about? What sort of larking about is that?
Does it say he took the pictures and who the mate is? I was going to say something libelous, but we can't do that.
It's not us.
So he takes pictures and say maybe Jermaine Genius took them.
That is libelous, yeah. That
possible.
Is, yeah.
I didn't hear that.
No, okay. I'm not famous, I said it.
These things people are going to believe that. Meanwhile, Terry's out on this massive stage public holiday with his wife.
We're
in Dubai.
A very private couple, over 12 pages of OK magazine.
Yeah.
We like to keep ourselves to ourselves.
I want to take out a super injunction to stop seeing his hideous swimming shorts all over my newspaper. Hang on a minute, you didn't want to be in the paper last week. Now there's 16 pages of you.
Yeah.
Did you see the amazing goals though that he let in? That was a
absolutely bad.
Both goals. His mind wasn't on the game.
Did someone say? Could I read somewhere that we tried to sign Sahar on deadline day?
There was talk of us getting Sahar.
So it's actually Sorensen or Sahar.
Yeah, it would have been a good sign.
I would have taken both of them, actually, at that point.
Out to dinner for your birthday. Showing them your rattle. Just took a photo of me rattle while I was larking about.
You still got a rattle? You passed it on to Alexander?
My friend borrowed my rattle.
Holy smoke, if that doesn't sound like a euphemism, I don't know what it
is. Yes, I did have a rattle, yeah.
Unlucky, Theo! Shut up!
Do you know what?
How about, pull yourself together!
Well, that's your job. That's what you do. You just have a go at him.
Calling Gerrard a cheat. Now, what else have I got to tell you? Oh, now we've got another promotion. Hold your horses with Audible, the audio book company. Go to audible.co.uk/app for grabs. Audible. You get all your audio books. You get a 2-week trial and download 2 audio books absolutely free.
Including my
stand-up DVD. Show, Urban Trauma, from 1998.
Is it on video or DVD? It's a while ago.
So there's that and the Paddy Power one. You can have a bet on. They've got a Bentner first scorer, 13-2.
Against Porto.
You're not going to put your bet on Bentner
13,
first scorer.
13-2.
13-2.
What's
yeah.
Jesus' odds?
15-2.
Ebue?
Unlucky's 10-1.
Yeah. What's Tinkerbell's odds?
Tinkerbell's not even listed.
He'll play.
Strangely.
I like it, Bue. Now then, there's a kid on Twitter who keeps tweeting me. It's at Clarky101. He does a podcast called 1-0 to the Arsenal.
Right.
And he wants a shout out. Can he have a shout out for his podcast?
Do we have to shout that or can we just say?
Clarky!
Is that what you do? Is that what the kids do? Teo, what do you kids do with the
shout-out 1-0 to the Arsenal. There's a podcast called 1-0 to the Arsenal. It's not bad. But you have to bear in mind with Clarky that he is only 14. So every now and then there's a bit of a gap in the podcast where he has to nip off and knock one out.
But it only takes 20 seconds. It's not a long period of time. Then he's back.
Every 8 to 10 minutes.
Did you see the Arsenal fan?
There's a little flash of Britney Spears and he has to
go. You see that Indian Arsenal fan on telly?
No, I haven't seen that.
You heard about it?
I heard about it, yeah.
Mate, no,
I saw a little bit of
songs.
It dancing around in his living room.
Yeah, he's got some songs, really bad, bad Arsenal songs. But he was at the game. He was at the Liverpool game.
Was he?
Yeah.
Don't know this.
Was
is
he at the DRB?
Freezing. Yeah.
I know. Who is this guy? What's he? Just some Indian bloke
I'll
who
stick
sings?
It up on Facebook. Speaking of Facebook, momentous news this week on Facebook.
Yeah.
Keith Mad Dog Dover has joined Facebook.
Keeps on Facebook.
What?
On
you did it because he said...
He put Mugabe media lockdown is lifted. Keith Dover is on Facebook. And he hasn't quite got it yet. He poked me. He's like, blokes shouldn't poke, I don't think.
Do you? Is that what you know?
Blokes shouldn't poke.
I don't know.
No,
I've got no idea what you're supposed to do.
And he's supposed to nudge girls, as it were.
You poke people you fancy. That's your interpretation of it.
What? You know, hello, I'm out here.
Blokes don't poke. Come on, back me up on that.
Well, Keith poked you. And Keith is more of a bloke
Keith
than any of us put together.
Keith is on Facebook.
Keith pokes you. You should pay attention.
Yeah, when he pokes me, I should have said she was nice.
Yeah, he did. I did get a message saying Keith Dover wants to be your friend.
On Facebook.
So I sent one back.
On your iPhone, if you've got a predictive thing, if you type in Chelsea, it comes up scumbags. It just comes up scumbags. And if you put Chelsea FC, it comes up Scumbags Inc.
That's amazing.
Very handy news.
I have discovered.
Yeah.
I heal like dog. Now, we've had emails. Ty, this is one for you.
Oh,
all right, fellas.
Kicking again, aren't
fellas.
I?
All right, I'll fellas. Take that. Better than guys.
Dave Whale. His email address is Zen and the Art of Download. Anyway, no more. Gotta say, love the podcast. Weirdly, I was introduced to it by a Liverpool fan. The Liverpool boys who do the next podcast are in the room and they've perked up. Liverpool fans are listening to our podcast, Coily. Shit. Yeah. Oh, dear. Embarrassing. Who enjoys the relentless slating of Tottenham? We'll come to that in a minute.
Mm.
We're all gonna get up and do an impression of Tom Huddleston taking a penalty. I just thought I'd let you know that I was recently stopped for speeding. As the blue lights filled my rearview mirror, I found myself wondering what would Tayo do. That's not a question you ever want to ask yourself. Ever.
He's got a wristband. WWTD.
The first thing he'd do is he'd put his cock back in his trousers. Turn off his audio porn. He always has a deafening volume in the Gulf when he's coming down the M1. Thankfully, a lady police officer knocked on my window. I put on my best Tayo winning smile. He knows a lot
he's
about
got,
you,
he's got
Dave
a winning smile.
Well,
he has got a winning smile.
After the briefest of lectures about how my speeding was bad, she said bad in, as in good.
Yeah.
She sent me on my way. Didn't even write me a ticket. No hard shoulder threesome, but at least I didn't get any points.
It's over,
anyway,
I got the point.
So, you've done some good.
With your winning smile.
What's happened to the Nigerian South London Gooners Association?
They've been very, very quiet.
They've been really quiet.
Yeah,
recently.
Since the African nations, they've been quiet. He's suggesting that apparently we sent Dennis Bergkamp to a hypnotist to try and make him fly.
It's a bit late
back
now,
in the day. Oh, well, right. What he's saying is, can we not send Jesus to a hypnotist to instill in him some fear of living in Spain?
That's a tremendous idea.
Spanish.
Don't go to Barcelona.
The word Barcelona, he cracks out a cold sweat.
What about all this?
It means that if we ever draw them, he can't play there.
He can't play. There is that.
But that is our only chance of keeping them out of their clutches.
What about all his dad talking to the Barcelona?
No,
press?
They won't leave him alone. Though, will they?
It's just going to go on and on.
It's going to go on like it until the election in June, and then it'll go on like it all through the World Cup. And then let's hope he scores a hat-trick in the final so we at least get 80 million for him like Man United.
I think we need a president.
Elected president? You're standing? I'm up for it.
I think Keith should be the president.
Keith!
He's on Facebook. He can get the friends.
Oh, you can imagine his pledges. All the players will wear massive beards.
Yes. And come out with dogs.
Now, someone else is emailing saying that he's taken his daughter and his niece out to Portugal to murder them and then... No, it's not said that. It just sounded like it. The way I was reading it. No, he's taken it to see Porto play Arsenal on Wednesday night, and they want to make a banner, and they're asking for what should they say on the banner.
She was nice.
She was nice.
Oh, yes.
If she was nice. That would be amazing.
That would be my choice.
It would be beautiful.
The daughter wants to put, we don't buy superstars, we make them. Well, I don't think that's going to wash at Porto, given that their turnover is about a quarter of ours.
Yeah. Plus, she was nice. A bit easier as well.
She was nice. Or Chelsea FC equals Scumbags Inc. That would be my advice. But anyway, they're off. They're going to Porto. They wanted a shout out. Oh, and we've also had an email saying the origin of the clean sheet.
I saw that on Facebook.
Apparently, it comes from that they didn't used to have nets, they used to have sheets in the back of the goal.
Yeah, that's true.
Possibly be true. I thought it was a score sheet.
No.
Someone wrote the score on a score sheet.
Do you know what? You're probably right. I just went with the first thing I saw.
If you used to hang a sheet up behind the goal, and then it was clean at the end of the game, you had a clean sheet.
And then Stoney answers on their shit view if you're behind the goal.
I used to stand behind the goal. I thought, there was a sheet up. I'm a bit to see a thing.
Is that in?
Is that a goal?
The only way, if you had that. Well, don't stand behind the goal, Ian.
Don't now.
Yeah,
it's
you
right.
don't now. So how old are you on Wednesday? 97.
97.
To remember the clean sheet. You must have been down at Plumstead Common with Keith, who, of course, has been going to see Arsenal since 1887. So do you think we're going to beat Porto on Wednesday? Are you looking forward to that?
No.
It's a bit weird, isn't it? The Champions League starts again. Neither of you were both definitely not.
No, I
Liverpool
don't.
Fans think we've got no chance.
They don't want to talk about the Champions League.
Who have you got in the Europa?
Urethra.
Clarkie's here. I can't believe how many Liverpool fans are in the room. My podcast has been totally hijacked by scouts.
They've taken the podcast.
Where's my wallet? I actually did pick up my iPhone when the third one came in the room.
It's lucky they weren't here at the start.
Now, we have got... we are allowed, because we're doing a Paddy Power promotion, we're allowed to have a bet. We get a free bet. The three of us can have a free bet.
Can I have yours if you don't bet?
He doesn't bet, that's right. You don't bet.
You haven't done your own yet. Yeah. What, so you've got a £25 bet.
Bentner first scorer.
You're betting on that?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you actually do bet. You actually consider what to do with this money.
I will, of course I will.
What are you going to bet on for Wednesday night?
I'm going to have to consider it, but I don't like to bet on Arsenal games because, it's...
Right, well, I've gone.
There's plenty of other games this week. AC Milan, Man United, will you bet on that?
Beckham to score a goal against...
You wouldn't bet on that. You don't think that's going
to
happen?
No, I just like the sound of it. I don't know, I'll have to think about it, to be honest with you. I'll have to consider it a little bit.
You have a think now.
I'm thinking now. I'm going to bet on Thomas Vermaelen.
Thomas Vermaelen to score?
Yeah.
That's your bet, is it?
Oh, yeah, I get more money.
This is why I think betting's so shit.
It's great fun.
No, I haven't got any idea what's going
to
happen.
No, Theo Walcott to score the first goal.
I'm going to have a bet that Almunia looks like a waiter in a gay bar.
How are we going to actually prove that?
I'm going to bet that when Pat Rice goes out to get Vela to score as a sub, it's going to limp because he's got arthritis.
Just give me your £25 bet.
Things are definitely going to happen. My corrupt Scouse bookie, mate, he says you only bet on things that are definite. That's what he says.
Right.
He'll bet like 10 grand on something that's absolutely definite.
I'm going to bet on Cess to levitate.
Cess to levitate.
That will definitely happen. I'm going to bet on Cess to levitate.
You can get good odds on that as well.
He just and put his head in his hands.
That's why I don't like betting.
Why don't you have a bet on unlucky to score?
That's what I'm saying. Walcott scored a first goal.
He might.
I'm saying that it's got to come good at some point. Soon is what I'm thinking.
I bet on a scoreless draw. We won't score out there.
0-0. We'll get a clean sheet.
That's a good point.
Don't stand behind the goal. Do you think we will?
No.
I think we'll get a draw, but I think it'll be one each. Might have a bet on that.
I think Jesus is going to run the show. We're going to win 2-1.
All right.
2-1 now is 9-1. Arsenal to win in Porto. 2-1.
There you go.
9-1.
You're on.
No way.
£225.
What if I put? I'm getting a big nod off Coily. What if I put my £25 on that?
£225 plus your money back.
Nice. You can do the sums, can't you?
Of course I can, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Go on, test me.
Right, we might knock the shambles on the head. Don't forget, there's the Up for Grabs app. I don't know what it means, but it's something you can get on your iPhone. And it's really cheap.
It means you get the podcast tonight.
Yes, you get the podcast first.
It means you get
the and you get
first,
news from the BBC website without actually having to go to the BBC website.
See,
which
you
is
did know. You
such
just
a chore.
Funny, weren't you?
Yeah, I was only saying it for a joke. Of course I know what it means. www.bit.ly/ArsenalApp.
Are you at Sunderland on
Sunderland? Are you not coming to Sunderland?
No, I'm going snowboarding.
Why do you keep going snowboarding during the football season?
Because it's winter.
Because it's winter.
Mainly.
Because it's winter.
Can't you go to that place at where is it? Milton Keynes. Can't you go there?
Escape. Do you know the lot? I was doing a gig there once.
Go to Milton Keynes, you muck.
I was
You're
doing
this in Sunderland at home. This is our title running.
I was going
to
wear.
This is the first of the 12 straight wins. They're going to take us to the league, and you're going to be what?
Well, you lot are nicer to Bradley when he goes anyway. You can have.
He's a nicer bloke than you. More interesting. we don't get him in here.
He went to the Man U. The best thing that's happened at the Emirates Stadium, I missed actually because I wasn't there for the Man U game.
Why did you go snowboarding this week when it's the FA Cup?
Yeah,
which we've decided it not to be in.
We're not involved in that
we've
anymore.
We've just said, I don't want to be in that.
We'll play the kids in the car.
Thank God, though. We would have had Man City away, followed by Chelsea away.
Would
you rather lose at Stoke than Chelsea?
Yeah, generally.
Rather lose at Stoke than Scumbags Inc.
I was going to wear my Elmo jumpsuit to the game.
Yeah?
Have you posted a picture of that on Facebook?
Well, why?
Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm trying to get loads of people to sponsor me.
You want sponsorship?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. I'm doing a half marathon for... for cancer research. Yeah, right. You're going to say something funny, but you
can't.
Institute of...
All I could think when he was saying that to me was he's going to do sponsored masturbation. That's all I could think in my head. Because somehow I imagine you never stop.
Where does this come from?
I imagine you never stop. Like that kid who's got the 1-0 to the Arsenal podcast with all the gaps in where he's clearly knocking one out.
Right, from now on, you can see my hands for the whole of the podcast. You're so practiced.
All that means is you're doing it without your hands.
Thought crime.
Which is an even more worrying
thought crime.
Prospect.
Listen,
you are masturbating for cancer.
If you go,
where is this? A half marathon?
It's around Reading. I'm running. Listen, Reading.
Why
that's
are
where
you running
is.
Around Reading?
Listen, right? This is it. I'll put justgiving.com. Right. That's where you can sponsor me.
Yeah, if you start in the middle of Reading, just keep running straight out of it.
Yeah. M4.
I will meet you.
45 miles back to London.
Drive me
I will
home.
Meet you 13 miles outside Reading and take you home.
Heston
you
services.
Poor bastard. You mean you've got to run around Reading and end up back in the middle of
justgiving.com /tyre3000, right? You go there.
justgiving.com/tyre3000.
If you put Alex Dimitri's song Belong, if you put that behind, if we get like 100 of those, then I'll turn up to the next home game.
Alex Dimitri's song Belong.
Do do do.
I'll dress up as Elmo for the next home
just
game.
Justgiving.com/tyo3000.
3000.com.
Yeah. No, .com comes after.
Nice.
I'll put it on Facebook.
All right, so you're coming to Sunderland, aren't you?
I'm going to run around the stadium for a bit. Yeah, of course I'm coming to Sunderland.
Is
yeah,
it
I want to
warm?
Go.
Will it be warm?
No.
No, it won't be warm.
Will it be warm?
What are you on about?
How do we know?
You're going snowboarding.
What's the odds on cold weather?
You don't get cold in snowboarding.
Oh, okay.
It's colder at the Emirates than it is in the Alps.
You know what I want you to do? What? The luge. I think we better wrap this up.
Excellent.
I won't see you next week then. You're not in the cast next week.
I am not in the cast
Ian,
next week.
Are you in next
I'm
week?
Here.
Are you
I'm
getting
here.
Childcare? Yeah. So I'm going to have at least one comedian in the room.
Yes.
So big shout out to Keith Dover.
Keith.
The bat signal is out. He can't do next week.
What?
Because he's doing some carpentry somewhere too far away.
Get Dara in. He's good.
Dara.
He was nice in the pub. I
can't stand Mock the Week. I mean, shit.
You don't have to say that to him, is what I'm saying.
I think he just did. Okay. Yeah. I always say he's very good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, let's get out of this. See you later.
See you later.
This is a Playback Media production. To listen to all our football podcasts, visit playbackmedia.co.uk. If you would like to sponsor or advertise on this show, give our marketing partners at Sports Revolution a call on 0207 580 2580 or drop them a line at info@sportsrevolution.co.uk.